retired, Grandpa. That's too damn bad. Like that.
Senior sign off. Shifty work into the box. And across, it's in! Oh, it's LaRue! It's a dream return!
Welcome to Casual FC, an Angel City preview pod. I'm your host, Mario Salazar, with my amazing co-host, Angela Morales.
Guys, we've been sitting here for 40 minutes talking about different movies and TV to watch, and I feel like somewhere in that we
should have hit record.
Deep end. Yeah, I think we are going to devolve something like that very quickly. Anyway,
this is your match preview for our next matchup coming up on Sunday, April 21st. It's Angel City at home, BMO Stadium versus the North Carolina Courage. The game starts at 4:30 p.m., so bring your sunscreen if you're on the east side. And if you're not going to be at the stadium, TV and streaming, it's going to be on CBS Sports Network, but it's also going to be on Bally Sports. So if you get access to Bally Sports locally, there you go. And if you're not going to be watching it, there's also iHeartRadio listening to the amazing Isaac and Tracy on there, and that's how I caught the game last week. So
aside from my rapid screaming text messages that were coming through.
Yes,
the best part about I'll get into that a little bit later, but guys are coming home. Our girls are coming home. We get to watch them at BMO in person with our own eyeballs.
I get to finally go to a game this season.
The season starts for Mario. It's great. It's gonna be so good.
It feels like it's been so long, even for everybody that actually went to the home opener. Like, it's been a month. It's been a month.
It's crazy. I'm really excited about this, though. My mom's coming to the game to sit with Eva and I. My aunts and two of their friends who are like other aunts of mine are coming and sitting behind one of the goals. I'm so freaking excited. One, because it's basically another home opener. Two, it's my whole family. It's one of those where it's like everybody is going to be there. I'm very excited.
I think Maddie's going to have a blast also, because it turns out it's going to be it's going to be her game that she gets to finally go to. It's all of us, our first game for the season. And two, it's her school's mother-daughter game.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Her school and all her friends are going to be there. They're probably going to go sit with her friends and stuff, so she's probably gonna have a blast. And then I actually got a group ticket thing for my office, so there's gonna be a handful of people from my office also going to this game. So it just turns out
Mario's rolling deep.
Yeah.
We both are.
It's gonna be an awesome game, though. I think either way, the atmosphere is also always amazing, always fun. The
uplifting, even in like the darkest times of our recent Angel City history, being at a home game just is better. It makes everything better. Friends are there, family's there. I'm freaking excited.
But, and then is there a watch party? Yes, the watch party is at the stadium, baby.
It's at BMO. I'm sure North Carolina has watch parties. I don't know about them, sorry guys.
Sorry.
My watch party is in 227. Which, I don't know if I mentioned this, and I don't know if they'll listen to this episode, but I'm excited. At the watch party against Orlando, we made new friends who actually sit a couple rows behind us. So now we have more 227 friends.
Oh, there you go.
So, Tim and Sam, if you're listening, hi.
Hi.
See you this weekend.
All right.
Anyway,
this is week five. This is match day five. We have some chaos awards for last week.
This weekend was just shenanigans. There were not as many VAR reviews, so there was not as much stoppage time, thank God. Maybe pro refs got a little talking to because everybody was mad. But this week, most definitely, the chaos award is going to own goals.
Oh, yeah.
Not only for us, but for Bay FC, for Seattle. I know there was another one, but I don't remember who. There was like four this weekend alone. It's just crazy.
Yeah, there was a bunch. I only got to see the own goal in our match after the fact because I was listening to it on the radio. And then I was watching the Gotham match that had the own goal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was watching that one on the weekend. Yeah, it's...
It was crazy. Like, the Bay and Seattle game, they each had an own goal. What? I don't understand. It's one of those things. Welcome to the NWSL. The NWSL has its own energy. And then there's NWSL After Dark, which we very much fell into on Saturday night.
Yeah, they pushed the start of the game, right? Because of...
Yeah,
because
overage. Of
the overage on the game before us.
That happens in every sport, so whatever. But... Yeah. I will say I do feel bad for Chicago fans because they had an 8:45 start, which that sucks.
Yeah, it's a late start.
That's a late game. That's a weird setup. But anyway, it is. This whole weekend was a lot for a lot of reasons, soccer included. Scores around the league this week. The Spirit beat the Dash 3-1. It was a wild game. I have questions. There are now reports that Maria Sanchez wants to get traded. There's reports of Dash coaches dating players. There's so much going on in Houston. It's a lot. Anyway, they lost 3-1. That's that. The Orlando Pride beat Utah 1-0. There's also, they posted a stat earlier today that Marta has contributed in 8 seasons, she's contributed to 25% of all of Orlando's goals.
Jeez.
In all of Orlando's history. So 33, she's contributed for 33 goals and 17 assists. March is insane.
Yeah, she is.
And she's our age. She's the same age as us.
She has not lost a step at all.
What have we done with our lives?
she's amazing to watch. She is one of those players where if you're ever going to turn on an Orlando Pride match, you're going to watch Marta. You're going to want to keep your eye on where she is. And recently, like we've been saying, she's been up and down the whole pitch. She's been dropping down back down to defense. She's been going up to the front.
She is in Olympic shape. And the Brazilian team now has garbage they're dealing with again. And I will say that if they do not call up Marta for the Olympics, the wrath of Pele should take that coach out at this point. Like, how dare you? Anyway, that I could talk about that a lot. Back to the scoring roundabout for this week. The Courage, who we're matching up with, beat Portland 2-0, which...
What's going on with Portland?
What's going on with Portland? We broke them. That's really what happened. Yeah, so the Portland sitting at the bottom of the barrel still. There was a draw between Racing and San Diego, which almost didn't happen. Racing had a goal called back because there was keeper interference on Louisville. And there was a really cute interview with Kaylin Sheridan and Taylor Korniak Flint. Taylor Flint. That's her name. Talking about, oh, you look really terrible in your new uniform. It was very funny because the whole trade from San Diego, all that. And then Gotham and Kansas City was a draw as well. And then Bay beat out Seattle 3-2. And then, last but certainly not least, we won.
We won. Red Stars. Angels, the last of our 3-game road trip where our Angels had to... fly to the East Coast, fly back to LA, then fly back to the East Coast. And then there was a week off and everybody was like, oh, yeah, break time. Yeah, no, Ali Riley goes to freaking New Zealand.
It wasn't just a break. It was an international break.
So the international players
have to... Claire's in Europe. Mandy's in Europe. Cap is in New Zealand. Casey Fair is with Korea. South Korea. Whatever, dude. This is insane. These players.
Yeah, it's crazy. But Angel City went to Chicago and won Result Ooh. Was 1-0. Again, like we mentioned, the crazy shenanigan chaos award goes to own goals because Chicago did not score anything. And really, we're going to attribute this goal to Claire Emsley and her free kick in the 40th minute that resulted in that own goal. Because that free kick was placed so beautifully. It mm-hmm. was right where it needed to go. There was a little bit of ping-ponging in there, and then it bounced into the goal by their own team. So, you know what? We'll take it. At times,
I'll take it.
A win is a win. At times, it doesn't have to be beautiful. Although mm-hmm. we all love watching beautiful football. We all love watching, it's nicknamed the beautiful game for a reason.
Beautiful game.
Yeah. But you know what? A beautiful game is worth 3 points. So is an ugly game. It's worth 3 points. So there you go.
Yeah. Those 3 points, they calculate just the same, regardless of what that game looked like. And this game was gritty. We grinded it out. We actually looked a lot better, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it was. So I can't attest to what it looked like because I was busy with some other events this weekend. So I did not get to catch the beginning of the game. I listened to a little bit and then I went to my event. And then I listened to most of the second half on iHeartRadio on my way home.
You remember how end of last season we looked like a completely different team?
Yes.
We were attacking, we were fast, we were aggressively looking to score.
I think the word was we were gelling.
We were past that.
Oh, okay.
We were past the gelling standpoint of the season. We were in the cooking.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't marinating anymore. We were cooking.
Yeah.
That was the first half. We were cooking. Sarah Gordon was playing up near the midfield. I think the stat was that we had the ball in the first half, like 68% of the first half, which that's a lot. Most games average out roughly like 60-40 to 50-50.
I think overall.
Somewhere in there.
I think overall our percentage of possession was a lot.
A lot higher than it has been. And it looked like it. It felt like it. We were playing so offensively minded. And yet we had really good defensive stops. Our midfield, we never really played on our defensive side. There was a few stray balls that went, and then we immediately turned around and kicked them back up. And it was an amazing half of football. There's only 5 minutes of stoppage time, maybe six. And the crazy part is that there was a collision between Madison Curry and I don't remember who, Jenna Bike. I don't know. She was everywhere during the game, but Maddie Curry collided with another girl. They just both went for the ball and bonked heads. Not too bad, but enough. The girl on Chicago had a goose egg within 30 seconds on her forehead. Maddie Curry busted her head open.
She got stitches. Did you see?
She got stitches at halftime.
Yeah.
Talk about grit. She's one of the players we're going to talk about later, and this was part of it. But one, get bandaged up. Let me preface this by saying, I have split my head open twice. I don't think you can see it just in our recording, but I have a very faint scar because when I did this, the worst time when I was 4, the surgeon in the ER was a plastic surgeon. So I have a nice, pretty forehead thanks to this man who I made very angry because I was a child and I was terrified. But I was also being an idiot. I was just permanently shaking my head so he couldn't do anything. Yeah. But no, to bust your head open, get bandaged up, play the rest of the half because this was like 7 minutes in. It was very early in the first half of the game. So then play the whole half, go into the locker room, get stitched up, come back out and play another 20 minutes. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. I majored in neuroscience, whatever.
Go to Maddie Curry's Instagram. She posted it up today. I think it's a story.
Oh,
so
see.
Check it out before it goes away. But yeah, she's got the picture of her all smiles as she's like coming out in the like warm-up gear. And then the close-up of the stitches, and I'm just like, I was like, oh, wow. That's hardcore.
Because again, I missed, she was bleeding from.
I didn't watch it. I missed some of that. And I'm just like, all right.
She looked like Vondadonk in the Olympic or in the World Cup where she had the swim cap on. But it's like the pre-wrap, or the, not pre-wrap, but the tape that they used covered her eye almost. And I was trying to figure out why it was so low. Now I know. Her stitches were on her, what is this called?
What is this? Oh, it's late, guys. It's late, guys. Okay.
It's not even 10 p.m. Anyway, we did it. We did it, y'all. Yeah. We, per usual, posted up our, you know, how you feeling post-game.
These are becoming my favorite thing, doing these. Because short of doing some type of live post-game kind of reaction type thing, I think this is like the best alternative. And I love everyone that's been consistently, like, I am now recognizing people's handles and knowing their names.
Yeah.
And being like, yep, I know. Okay, yep. I think I'm going to start responding a little bit more. But yeah, just.
Yeah. I mean, we've also both had very busy couple of weeks and very like chaotic last couple weeks. So yeah, we're doing what we can. But to kind of go through things, Max, who lives in the middle of the country and is a good friend of the pod, said he was very bummed he didn't go, which I get it.
Yeah.
When you're not super far away and you can go, or like when you're far away from here as a fan, but you're close to a game, usually you go. He had a good reason not to go, but it's okay. You'll hear more about Max throughout the season, I'm sure. He is a good friend of the pod. Yeah.
We forgive you. And you know what? We know you're coming to a game in LA soon. So you know what? Yes. You'll make it up when you fly all the way over here. But yeah.
Exactly. Dustin liked the lineup change in the midfield. Wish we could have been more lethal in the final third. By the way, he loves the pod. Keep up the good work. You bet, dude.
That one made my little heart grow two times.
Yeah, really quick, just for those of you who didn't catch the game or didn't see, we had a big shakeup in the lineup, especially in the midfield. Rocky started, MDH started, and so did Lily Nabet. She made her season debut. So that was exciting. So there's a little bit of a shakeup on defense as well. Paige got a break. And Megan Reed started, obviously played the whole game because she's just freaking amazing. And then Maddie Curry was there for on the wing or our cap. Like, it's interchangeable at this point. And Jasmine Spencer started. Hooray! Sarah Gordon had the armband, which, like I said last week, hello.
Yep.
America.
And Jasmine Spencer, that was her 175th game.
Yes.
So
175 caps. She is a lifer in the NWSL. So like from day one, she has been in this league and she's just great.
Just think about it. Only this year are there 24 matches in one season. And that's because they added two more teams this year, right? So like last year, there was only 22 matches. The year or two, the year before that, there was less. Like,
fewer,
and then she has 175. That is amazing.
It's big time, because that also means she was healthy.
Yeah.
So super proud of her. Zach said, "Good start, nail biting finish. We should have been up two more," which I don't disagree. We had great opportunities that were either deflected by Alyssa Nair. She had a great save in the first half.
Or goalkeeping Captain America there.
Yeah, basically. Or we just were off target, but we are looking better offensively. Jeff said that the first season starters acting in mid-season form. So basically our rookies are showing up, which they are. KL said, super happy, obviously. What is wrong with Alyssa, though? Which I have questions about, too. Because it just feels, I say this with the utmost respect, I feel like something happened to her last season. Like, her confidence was shaken between stuff happening with Angel City, coaching changes, whatever, and then also the national team. I feel like she lost her confidence, and now she's struggling to find that again.
Yeah. It's there. We know. Like, everybody everybody that's familiar, right, knows mm-hmm. now the Thompson sisters, right? It's yeah. a thing. Unfortunately, her sister Giselle is injured at the moment, so mm-hmm. she hasn't been playing beyond that first game. But I do agree. There's something, and the yips, it's a real thing. Yeah. It's a thing.
And I wonder if that's what it is. We also have to remember, she's 19. Yes. She's a baby. She's still getting her feet under her. Last year was a big, scary year in the sense that she had a lot of pressure on her. And then she got the call up and then she played and then it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. There was a lot of things that influenced her productivity.
Yeah, and I do agree that that her call up to the national team and then not really so much went wrong with the national team and the World Cup and people not yeah. being used the way they should have been used. So
at all.
Or used at all. And so Alyssa fell into that. She fell into the like... Yeah. Why didn't you use her? She could have been such a big piece. And yeah, like there was something. So I'm hoping for all hopes that the yips go away. And for anybody who's yeah. not familiar with what the yips are, basically just like when a player gets in their head, that they're just kind of, they just can't get past that mental hurdle, that mental block, yeah. that
sometimes
bit
it's
that's
like
holding you back.
Fear. Sometimes it's because something happened or there was an injury. A lot of people remember with Simone Biles pulling out at the Olympics. She had the yips and she had something else that is like a specific gymnastic term that I'm blanking on right now, where they can't find their bearings and they just keep spinning, which can kill you. So yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do the spinning things if it's going to knock you off the ground. But I yeah. think like, in the big scheme of offensive players, like Shooter's going to shoot. She's going to keep cooking. She's going to keep, if nothing else, a decoy opening up somebody else.
She needs, and usually for a soccer player, the yips go away, especially if you're a forward, if you're a striker, you're a forward, or an attacking mid. They usually go, you need something. You need that one thing to get you over the hump, right? And usually yeah. for them, it's a goal. As soon as Alyssa knocks that thing in, whether it's the beautiful shot from like outside the box or like it bounced off her butt and it went in, like beautiful or ugly, goal is a goal. Once it goes in, yeah. I think that might be the like the last little bit to be like, yes. Because a lot of times, especially when you've got that, like you might be shooting, you might mm-hmm. be doing everything that you think is right and things just aren't quite clicking for you. And then you start yeah. to feel like, no, but it's not necessarily that. It's just
things are misaligned. It's the knob turn, like yes. just a little tweak versus a big overhaul. And that's yes. all it is. She has a season under her belt. It's carried a lot of weight though, so I think she's going to be fine. Yeah. She's just got to get cooking and she'll be fine. She looked a lot better this game. I think she gets caught up in her nerves right now. But like you said, the second she scores, all bets are off.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like, yep. I think she'll be okay. But it's got to be stressful for her. That's a big weight to carry, especially the Thompson sisters. And they were in a movie. This whole big thing.
Yeah.
Just let her play. She'll be all right. She's still a kid. A very mature adult kid. But I've got 20 years on her, and I don't think that I know half as much as I thought I would at this point. She's fine.
Yeah.
John Anthony, whose username is Janthony, and that's just how I see his name in yeah. my head. It's just, that's Janthony, so what up? He said, we'll take it. We need better finishing, though, and Lily seemed much improved, which I definitely agree with. And then Seth said, whew. With a sweaty, stressed emoji, exclamation point, and clappy hands. Yeah. Overall, the hope is hoping.
Yep. I think we're always going to read out, please use emojis on what you send us because we will always read them out. I think the greatest thing is when you ask Siri to read you a text message that someone yes. sent emojis in and the way she reads it, it's hilarious. So we will always read out what the emojis are.
Yeah. So based on that win, our opinions... How are the standings looking?
Okay, so I'm going to say the joke because I wrote it. So here it is. Cue the Jeffersons theme because we moving on up. We said Ooh. The last couple episodes, we were dead last. So there's nowhere to go but up. And that's exactly what we did. We needed these 3 points very desperately. And sorry, M. Woods, but we called it and we wished it into being. We got those 3 points. A pretty win, an ugly win, it's all 3 points. With that, we have moved up to 10th place. For a quick little second there, we were within playoff range, but you know what? It's still early on in the season. We're getting to the point now where, like, all future games are really going to count. Because,
spread is very small.
Yes, the spread is still very tight.
I feel like the whole season, it's stressful.
And I think we're going to have to revisit our dear friend on Twitter.
I know, Allison.
Allison's infographics, because she always had the really nice one where it was like, you see the movement week to week. And there was a very clear, last year there was like the top six just flip-flop from each other and the bottom six were like struggling. Yeah. So we'll see how it we'll see how it plays out for us this year. But currently we're in 10th place. And you know what? Again, we were talking about the yips. Hopefully this is our getting over the team yips and getting over that hurdle and being like, look, we got those 3 points. Let's keep it going. And our next two matches are both at home at BMO. So we had a really rough... It was going to be hard regardless to get any points on the road because they were all East Coast games. They were all games that they were going to need travel. There was a bunch of other reasons why it was going to be hard, right? And it was. Now we've got 2 games, 6 points, where we're going to be nice and comfortable at home. Yay. They're going to be training in the nice warm weather out in Thousand Oaks and going down to BMO and taking those points. Hopefully this is what gets us over that hump and we can go on an untweeted run and we can bust out the shirts again and make it a thing.
Make up the goal differential. It's just two, but still, two is big time. Yeah. All right. We are matching up against the North Carolina Courage this weekend at BMO, like we said. Home game. I hope there's a fan fest. I haven't seen anything yet.
I looked it up right now. I didn't see anything on their last post, so maybe not. But you know what? There will always be tailgating from all of the SGs. Even if there's not a fan fest where you're going to go paint your face and get some rally towel from CarMax or whoever is out there. go hang out with all the SGs. They're all, like we've been saying, super friendly. Everybody just wants to have a good time and get to know all the people there, because we're all there for the same reasons. We're all there for supporting the team, supporting women's football, women's soccer.
I will say San Diego this weekend debuted their quote-unquote Poderosa's kit.
What?
No. Yeah, their pink kit is called their Poderosa kit. I don't like it. Because there are other words you could have used, because Poderosas are one of our supporter groups.
And you know this, San Diego. You dare not say you didn't know this.
Yeah, exactly. They know. Anyway, it's also frustrating. That's it. I'm just, it's dumb. Made me mad. It made literally everybody from different supporter groups that I follow on Twitter, that we follow on different social media things, were just like, Poderosas belong to Angel City, duh. Like, justice for Poderosas when it comes to kit names. They didn't even use the right pink, but whatever.
Yeah, this is like highlighter bubblegum pink.
Yeah, it's more fuchsia than it is pink, for the record, especially the gradient. And the gradient doesn't match from the front to the back. It's not the player's fault. But come on, Nike, get it together. Yeah. You're going to make cool kits. Make them cool all the way.
There's been lots more issues with Nike on what they're doing.
Nike and Fanatics and baseball right now, because that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Big fail. Anyway, okay, back to women's soccer, back to Angel City. Let's go. The Courage. Right now, they're sitting at 3-1 on the season. 3 wins, 1 loss. But their scoring has been all over the place. Opening weekend, they won 5-1. That's also when they were honoring Sam Uys, so I think they did it in honor of her. But since then, they haven't scored as much per game, which is great. I don't know what to expect Like, I expected Kansas City to come out hot and score a million goals. I expected Chicago to score a bunch, but Mel Swanson was out with an injury she got during Sheba. So that's fine. Sorry, Mel, but thanks. Thanks for the break that gave us. But overall, I'm just curious where North Carolina is going to land offensively. Overall, on the Angel City side of things, we really need to keep the pressure on the same way that we did in the first half of the game against Chicago. We, like I said, we were pushing so hard. Our defensive players were up to the midfield. Our midfield was closer to the box. We were crowding. Keep doing that, please. Keep it up in the second half.
Yeah.
We came out of that kickoff aggressive. We came out so quick. Eva and I were watching the game, and she was just like, how did the ball get there that quickly? We were both like, what's happening?
There's definitely been games where, like, you and I have been chatting, and I'm just like, is the game, like, on fast forward right now? Like, yeah. They're running so fast.
It was a fast forward game for sure.
Yeah. And, yes, the strategy of playing up high was working really well to the point of, look, the more you play that way, the more comfortable you're going to get with it. So, yes, please keep doing that. Please. Like, you were doing a good job with the retreat and the falling back when you needed to. So, like, things were working. Things were gelling. Let's get to cooking.
Yeah, let's get to cooking. Exactly. The exciting thing, we got to see Clarice. Clarice came on. I was texting with Mario, who was at a family event. Our friend Doug, Josie's dad, who was at an event. And then our friend Richie, who was just watching the game at home because he was watching hockey and was like, I can't do this anymore. So he flipped over to the Angel City game. And the second Clarice got announced, I was in the kitchen at Eva's place. And she was like, Clarice is coming in. I ran over, was sending a whole text to everybody, copy-paste, Clarice, Clarice. We got to see our Frenchie girl, which was really exciting. I really think the way we played, the way we matched our lineup to Chicago was great. We played really well. The second half was a little rocky. Not Rodriguez, just rocky. But we pulled it out, and that's what matters. We got to see this team be gritty again and grind out a win. And I'm excited because that's another one of those things where you just have to do it in order for it to happen.
I can't wait for this weekend's game because I want these goals. I want these goals in BMO.
Yeah.
I want the place to blow up. Like,
I want
there to be a reason why I have
Portland, like, screaming.
Yes. Yeah. I want there to be a reason why I have my earplugs in.
And it's not like the speaker that's behind me. I want that place to be rocking. Yeah, I completely agree. I want goals from Angel City. We're getting there. We're so close. And I think this might be the turning point. So if you're listening, turning point, let's rock and roll. All right. There are some familiar faces on North Carolina. Dani Weatherholt being one. She's not necessarily starting for them. I'll probably spotlight her in the second half of the season because I have a feeling that's when she'll start playing more. But she is a super sub for them. But you should remember Tyler Lucy, who is team no sleeves, hot pink boots. Her cleats are hot pink. She's number 14. She's a forward. We traded her after the 2022 season for Merritt Mathias, which everybody is confused about. I think people are still confused as the reason for the trade. I have a theory, but I don't know. I think a lot of it had to do with a certain loudly homophobic player that the Courage had on their roster, who's no longer in the league, while Angel City had a quietly homophobic player on the team. I think the outwardly egregious homophobia from somebody on the Courage caused a big issue for teammates and fan base included, because they're still trying to build back the trust of their supporters, which is a big bummer for the players that weren't involved in that front office decision. But Tyler Lucy, you know her. You probably still love her because we all do. She was amazing stepping into the defensive role that she played for us because she filled a role we needed, badly filled because of all the injuries we suffered our first season. And yeah, but we know how good she was on defense. Imagine when she's playing her natural position.
What happened? There's a lot of people in that first year that were not quite playing in their position. Half of it was Freya's experimentation, and then the other half was really truly all the bad luck injuries that we had, where you gotta just fill in where you can. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, Tyler Lucy was definitely one of those players. I remember she was very vocal about talking to Cap and Paige Nielsen about playing defense against somebody like Trinity Rodman, because that was her first game on defense, was when we played the Spirit. And that was something that really stood out to me, because I was like, oh, she went hard. And she did not let up, which was impressive. But now that we're not on the same team, that's frustrating. That's a bummer. But she's fantastic. She will. She's going to get a great reception when her name is called on that lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's solid, and she's fun to watch play. She's very dynamic, very fun. She spent a lot of years in Portland, kind of just floating around, played here and there, not too much. But then once she got to us, it was like, oh, cool. And now that she's in North Carolina, she's having a good time. She's starting. She's really come into herself, and it's really great. The next person, another threat, is the Ashley Sanchez. If you are familiar with Los Angeles soccer, that name probably sounds familiar. One, because if you are a millennial, you probably played with 45 different Ashley Sanchezes in LA. But honestly, Ashley's, Danielle's, Jessica's, Brittany's, there's a million, regardless of your ethnicity. But Ashley Sanchez, she's number two and is a forward. She is from Monrovia, and she went to UCLA. So she's a local to our area. She's been called up a few times for the national team. She went to the World Cup. I honestly think she should have had a better shot at the national team. But like we mentioned earlier, some people were on that roster and then forgotten about. I don't know. Team no subs, but
yeah,
have those flashbacks again.
Yeah,
I hope she gets another opportunity. She's only like 25, so she's got plenty of time, but she's so good and she's so fun to watch. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say yeah, team no subs during for the World Cup, but I mean, looks like he learned his lesson.
Yeah, they're fine over there in Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City's been doing great, so
yeah, wild. But no, Ashley Sanchez, she had been on the Spirit for a long time. And there was Sandman, which was her and Trinity Rodman. That's their last name mashup, is Sandman. They were a fantastic offensive duo. And when that trade was announced for draft protection, a spot in the first round, I don't remember, Ashley Sanchez's Instagram post was so sad. It broke my heart, because it's like, it's another one of those things. I don't know if she was part of those discussions to get traded. And if there wasn't doubt that put doubt, I don't know. It just bums me out when players are really vocally upset about trades, especially like if it's, oh, I went there in free agency and immediately got traded. It's no, but I wanted to play for you. Or players who had just been re-signed and they're like, just kidding, bye. And it's what? Because there's always players that are down to move or like down to go somewhere for more playing time. There's always those people. And sometimes the FO doesn't want to give those up. But if you have somebody that is excited to play for your team, keep them there. I don't know. But Ashley Sanchez, she's great. She's a huge playmaker. She can be a gritty goal scorer. She'll most likely have an assist before she has a goal. But she's just good. She's fun to watch. It's wild to me that she's not on the Spirit, but that's another, it's a whole other story. And then the captain of the Courage, Denise O'Sullivan. She's number 10. She's a midfielder. She plays for the Irish national team. and has over 100 caps with them, which is super cool. 100 caps internationally is big time.
Yeah.
Because, like,
how many times do national teams play? Like,
exactly. Exactly. She also has over 100 caps for North Carolina. So that also, it speaks so much to her presence in the locker room. There's a quote, like, when I was looking up stuff for the episode, Sam Mewis, when she was at North Carolina, was like, oh, yeah, she's the glue to this team. Like, she's the reason we get out there and do what we do. So that alone, Sam Mewis's stamp of approval, I'm like, oh, okay, she's one to watch it. Sam Mewis forever. But Denise O'Sullivan, she's a fantastic scorer. She's a playmaker. Her soccer IQ is so interesting, especially because it's she comes from an international world. She didn't come up in the American system and then go international and then come back. She's just international and then playing here. So she's getting the best of both worlds. And she's gritty and she's good. Like, the Irish team, there's been some shenanigans over the last year or two, but they're good. They just don't have resources that, like, our national team does, because our country is bazillion times bigger. But the Irish team is fantastic. And I think she's very fun to watch. Also,
yes. So just to recap, that the players to watch on the Courage is Tyler Lucy and at forward, so number 14, she's going to be one of the ones threatening our goal. So is Ashley Sanchez at number 2, and then Denise O'Sullivan is going to be in the midfield, but I'm going to guess probably up close to that goal also, and she's number 10.
Yep, and she'll have the armband as well. So, speaking of armbands, as we switch sides, oh, captain, my captain, the Allie Riley. Number 5, number 1 in our hearts, number 5 on our kits, or vice versa, however you want to do it. Our captain, Allie Riley. There needs to be, like, canned applause right now.
May I also just comment the fact that the 3 players that you picked are all defenders? So, you picked basically all attacking players for the Courage, and then you're like, our defense.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't know who I wanted to talk about, and I was like, "Ooh, who played really well last game, or who's somebody that everybody needs to know about?" And I was like, oh, okay. Not only is Smiley Riley the captain of Angel City, she's also the captain of the national team for New Zealand, the Ferns. Yes. Whose kits are amazing, the black ones that have
the all black. They're great. Yeah, they're also known as the All Blacks, right?
No, the men are the All Blacks.
I thought the women, I thought just New they're Zealand teams. Oh, I thought it was like...
Probably, but...
I just thought like New Zealand were... All Blacks
are rugby also.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I thought New Zealand was just the All Blacks. Like, that was just...
No, that's the for rugby.
They have because an All Black kit, team, okay?
No, the men's New Zealand team have a different name. Like, for soccer. What are they called?
Okay, the men's rugby is called All Blacks. And then the women's rugby is called...
The men's Black national Friends. Soccer team are the All Whites. I hate that. Like, oh my god, that's hysterical. Yeah, and the women are the Ferns. New Zealand. Oh, the things you learn.
I do appreciate that the first thing that I Google when I just put New Zealand soccer is New Zealand's women's national football team. It's the first thing that comes up for me.
Yeah. Yeah, both they're Ferns for both. They're the football Ferns and the rugby Ferns.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The more you know.
My bad, Cap. My bad.
She is a Fern, Mario. Allie also grew up out here. If you've been paying attention, she is an alum from the same high school that Alyssa and Giselle went to. She is very much beloved in the Los Angeles community for a million reasons. She's a fierce, fierce, fierce ally of the LGBTQI plus community, like internationally. If you didn't watch the World Cup, she had her fingernails painted the colors of the rainbow flag and the trans flag because they couldn't have outright protests because, God forbid, we give people rights internationally. But she made her point very clearly Cap is just, she's just different. And she's so great. Her parents are absolutely lovely. Bev and JR are like celebrities at games or team events. I've had the funniest conversations with her dad at both Allie's book signing and at the kit reveal for the supporter groups. Like, silliest conversations. We asked him, Eva and I did, what was it like growing up with her and like now looking at the kid you raised? And he goes, it's wild. Like, he's just like, she just is so great. He got all starry-eyed talking about her, and it was really sweet. And I speaking think of her, Allie's, or go ahead.
I was going to say, just like her leadership on the field too is unmatched. Like, there's a reason why she's captain
everywhere.
Yeah, both. She's captain for the New Zealand team. She's captain here. Just the, I think, not only is Smiley Riley the nickname, but it's also the kind of just what she exudes, the vibe that she exudes. And it's totally infectious. And I just want to be her friend too.
Exactly. She also recently joined the newly engaged club. Yes. So Cap, if you and Warren are down for a dual wedding, Eva and I are too. We will make some concessions.
You guys can go first.
Yeah, you guys can totally go first. Also, speaking of Cap's book, she has a cookbook called Girls Gone Veg with another soccer player named Tony Presley, who played for the Orlando Pride, had a prolific career in Iceland. Like, she's so good. She unfortunately announced, like, she's since retired because she's going through a second bout of cancer, which super sucks. So if anybody's listening and knows Tony, please give her our well wishes. Man, she beat it once, came back and played for the Pride like before. It's just, I hate it, but all the best to her. I hope she gets through chemo fast and with a lot of strength. So with a friend like Allie Riley in your back pocket, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last thing I was going to say for Allie is, on our last pod with M. Woods, we talked about the nuptials kit. So Allie, we're 100% behind you if you just keep Riley as your kit name. But if you decide to switch, can we do the first inaugural nuptials kit?
Yeah. At least as like a jersey something. Yeah. Please.
Please. Okay.
So that we know what your new last name is going to be.
Yes.
But yeah, all right. Overall, she is a solid voice on the pitch and just, oh, captain, my captain, to the best of our abilities forever. Yeah. And then my next person is someone people who are new to the team didn't know until this last game, and that's our previously starting keeper, Didi Heritage.
OG keeper.
Absolutely. Like, stalwart of the defense. Number 13, Didi Heritage is our keeper, beloved by so many people from the first couple seasons. In the documentary that Angel City did, Didi mentioned that she was like on the fence about retiring, was gonna retire, then Angel City happened, and now she's all right, cool, we've got her through 2025, so let's go, because I really still think we're on borrowed time in that good way of, oh wow, we're seeing the best of someone that they didn't think they could give anymore,
leaving on the high note. She's basically getting to the point where she's going to leave on a high note, even if by the end of the season Angelina comes back and she's back as our second keeper, which, you never know, seasons get crazy. And really, when it comes to your keeper, once you got your keeper in there and they're solid, you don't move your keeper, right? It's always the it's yours to lose, it's never yours to win. It's whoever's in goal, it's yours to lose. But we're going to see her. It basically looks like, from this last game also, it looks like we're heading towards ending on a high note, like ending the career on just doing your best and being great at what you do.
Yeah, Absolutely. And I think it's just nice to have a veteran who's been through it all. She's played on the international level for Bosnia. But she's played on the national level there and has the worldly experience. She's grown up all over the globe. She went to LMU, which I didn't know before, like, today. I don't know why I don't remember seeing that ever. So she's local in that sense. Like, she played in Playa for a few years in college. She was Kaylin Sheridan's backup at Gotham. And you can tell they're still really good friends. We played Gotham in the second half of last season. And Kaylin Sheridan went, like, she got hit. Something crazy happened and she wasn't okay. And Dee Dee was, like, one of their first, like, Dee Dee sprinted across the pitch to make sure she was okay. That's my friend. This is not good kind of thing. I feel like people forget there's a lot of workplace hazards for keepers. Not only just the ball, you have the crossbars that you're, like, jumping at.
Half the time, there's the first couple games, there was a couple, like, saves that Angelina made that I was like, oh my God, did she hit the ball? Did she?
Yeah, because depending on what angle you're at, it looks like they're just colliding with metal posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bonkers. But Dee Dee is also a great photographer. So if you follow her on Instagram, which you should, she posts a bunch of the work she does. She sells prints on her website. She also now has a coffee line called Rising Tide because that girl loves the water, loves the beach, and sells coffee, which is super dope. Jackie from Women Kick Balls, I don't know if you saw, is also starting a line of coffee, which I'm pumped about. I'll do an Instagram post about that later. But yay! So Dee Dee's super dope. She seems really nice. Everything I've heard about her, she's just like a solid person also. Like a good voice for the team. A solid veteran. So if Angelina's in the goal, if Dee Dee's in the goal, I'm honestly okay. I really want to see our other keeper, Hannah Stambaugh, play. I'm curious of her style of play. So
you know, I would love to see her. You know what I predict? I think we might see Hannah during the Olympic break.
Yeah, in that weird tournament.
Weird tournament that they're going to start. That would be like the perfect place to let Hannah have some run. Because if we lose out, we lose out. It's a brand new tournament, like whatever.
Yeah, she gets called up.
Unless she gets called up. Yeah, she could be called up for the Japanese team. Or if she balls out and she's like an amazing keeper during that game, that's just going to give her the cred that she needs. But yes, Dee Dee has been our rock, our wall since day one. And I know and hope that like her soccer IQ is being passed on. And Angie gets that knowledge and gets that confidence from her and really gets to solidify her career as a keeper, as Dee Dee.
As our keeper.
Yeah. But yeah. Dee Dee, if you ain't ready to hang those up, don't hang them up.
Don't.
No, stay between the posts and don't hang them up. Just ball out there and be our wall.
Exactly. Exactly. And then it is number 13. She's, like we said, our keeper. We don't know. It's a coin flip. I think who shows out or who gets the call for the game this weekend. Don't be surprised to see Dee Dee. Don't be surprised to see Angelina. It wouldn't surprise me. I know we said that once you have your keeper, you have your keeper. It wouldn't surprise me if it was like depending on the matchup.
That too. Yeah.
I think that's an interesting game to play mentally for other teams. We'll see. But last but not least, we mentioned her earlier, Madison Curry, one of our rookies, who went to Princeton, first of all. She has a neuroscience degree from Princeton. She's from Orange County. Like, she, what?
Yeah.
And she's a professional soccer player. Okay. She has shown up very big.
She has bled for this team.
Yeah, they say blood, sweat, and tears. I'm sure she's cried. Yeah. I know she sweat, and she definitely had the blood this last game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to get a few stitches in your eyebrow during halftime and then come back out and play the second half like it's no big deal. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And she was our third pick in the draft, yet she is the one draftee that was actually signed. And mm-hmm. she has been paying dividends, basically. She yeah. has a goal.
Has she scored against Kansas City?
Well, yeah. Wherever she did. I'm not 100%
sure. I'm pretty sure it's Kansas City.
I barely can remember what I had for breakfast. But yeah, I know that she has a goal, and she's been playing her best soccer as one of our defenders, as one of that solid wall, basically, yeah. on the back line. And so, honestly,
she's really stepped up into the role of defense on this team, and it's really cool because she got a head on the ball to get that header in against Kansas City, and yet she's still so defensively minded. And it with MA going down with this little knock, a medium sized knock. I won't say it's little because it's not. She's been out. But yeah, she's going to be out for a few more weeks. But get to know that we can lose someone like MA even temporarily. And we have Merritt and we have Madison Curry to be like, okay, cool, let's rock and roll. And Jasmine Spencer. We have so many people who can fill that role. We're yeah. The future is bright yes. with Madison Curry. Yeah, she's been super fun to watch so far. And I'm really curious to see how much she grows over the season.
Yeah. And don't let the rookie stature or anything like that fool you. Just by what even happened this last game. Stitches or no stitches, she's going to be out there defending. And you know what? She has all the potential, and just I'm excited to see more of her. And who knows, maybe in another year or two, and she might start getting those national team call-ups. And like, I think she's that type of caliber player where she's going to start, especially with the way that the national team needs to start bringing in the new blood. Like there's a transition period that has already started to happen, but it's not done. And so no. The new people that are coming in, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Madison Curry wasn't being at least considered. But also, why hasn't Sarah Gordon again? why hasn't Sarah Gordon been called?
Yeah, they talked about it briefly on the broadcast this weekend, which was uncharacteristically not great. Across games, there was a few really random things they were saying, and it was like, that's actually wrong, but okay, I don't know who was pulling information for the games, but yeah, they talked about Sarah Gordon not getting the call-ups, and they're like, she's focused on her game, and I'm like, everyone wants to know.
Yes.
WTF. U.S. soccer, but it is what it is. If they don't want her, I will keep her forever and ever. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Sarah Gordon is ours forever.
So the three players to watch on Angel City, of course, are Captain Allie Riley on the back. As number five, we have Didi Heritage, who's going to be in goal, possibly, most likely. Number 13, if she is, she's in the goal. If not, there's going to be another tall blonde woman in goal. So there you go. And then Madison Curry, also on the defense, playing on the other side from Allie in number 27.
Yeah, so matching up against North Carolina, we have two wins, a draw, and a loss. So like I said earlier, I don't know how they're going to come out scoring, North Carolina. It's a toss-up. I hope we make that a third win against them and yeah.
they've been doing
score a few goals.
They've been doing fairly well. They're pretty high up on the table right now. I was doing my little back of napkin calculations, and like them losing wouldn't be a huge knock for them. It would be a great gain for us, not a huge knock for them. But we still want
I would like points. To win by multiple goals so that we make up our goal differential and move up in the standings.
Yes.
I don't think that's asking for a lot.
remember we said five goal games all the time?
Yeah. That's tonight.
Let's work towards that's...
Definitely. But that's the roundup. That's the overview, the meat and potatoes, the nitty gritty of what I got. I'm super excited to see everybody this weekend. Please come say hi. I will have stickers, trading cards, whatever the heck else we have.
I will also have stickers and trading cards. And if you'd like to get one of our limited edition Casual FC pins. You can DM us and buy one for $10 and we'll bring it to you at the game this weekend. It's all good. We're going to have fun. It's going to be a fun atmosphere no matter what. Let's all bring it. Let's all get ready to go. A reminder of where to watch and listen this Sunday, April 21st at 4:30 p.m. will be Angel City versus North Carolina Courage at BMO Stadium. Remember, tailgating is going to happen way before that. So if you just go hang out with all the SGs, go get to know them, get to talk to them. And there's going to be food. There's probably going to be some BYOBs. Have fun.
If you want to come kick it, bring a blanket, bring a cooler. Yeah. Come hang.
Come hang out. Broadcast schedule, if you're not going to be at the stadium, it's going to be on CBS Sports Network, and it's also going to be playing locally on Bally Sports. If you're not going to be able to watch it and you're going to be on the road, or if you're like me and you like to sync up the TV with the radio call from Isaac and Tracy, they will be on iHeartRadio. Go ahead, download the app, and there's a big old button that says Angel City. They've got their own channel there. So that's going to be awesome. And if you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, or check out casualfc.com for all the pod links. If someone sent you a link and you're like, where can I subscribe? Go back to Casual FC and you'll find it wherever you want to listen to it. There's also a YouTube one, so subscribe there if you want to. And the best ways that you can support the pod, number one, free and easy, is share, comment on any one of our social media posts, or leave a comment on the episode from wherever you're listening. It's all about engagement and it's free.
And if you have not already left a review, you should probably leave a review somewhere and then screenshot it and then DM it to us, and we will enter you into our current giveaway.
Yes. Go check out our Instagram. We have a current giveaway of two awesome books, one being the Women's Sports Legends and the other one being Women's Soccer Legends. It's a great company called Alphabet Legends, and they do these amazing illustrations for all the letters of the alphabet, and they're just awesome fun books. I have a copy of my own that the kids love. They're super fun and we're giving them away. Yeah, all you have to do, leave us a review and send it to us. If you want, grab some merch on shop.casualfc.com. We have lots of silly ideas coming up, and we have some great ones on there right now. We have the Sydney LaRue Bicycle Shop kit. We have our Becky Tweed Experience season tour shirt. Go check those out. And if you're so inclined and want to help support the pod by buying us a coffee, check out our link on our socials or go to buymeacoffee.com/casualfcpod. It's basically like a Patreon, but we don't have a ton of content for you for us to paywall anything. And we kind of don't want to. So that's always, you know, throw us a few bucks. It's cool and it's fun and then we like it and it makes us feel good. But honestly, that makes us feel good just as much as a like or a share on our posts. So we're good with either one of those.
Help us. We got to 300 followers on Instagram before kickoff, like very quickly after I posted that. So if we can hit 325 by kickoff on Sunday, I will just be delighted. So I will keep posting this on Instagram and hustling everyone to follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
But
follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok. It's all Casual FC Pod on every single one of those platforms. And tell your friend about the pod. It brings us good luck. So what we do is we bank that good luck and we pass it off to the team. That little bit of good luck worked this last game. We're going to be at home, which kind of gives us an advantage already. Just bring it. And with that, we'll see you at BMO, everyone.
See you this weekend. Bye.